This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is some reported progress using blood plasma from recovered COVID-19 patients to help treat those who are sick with it. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Researchers think antibodies in that plasma, once delivered to sick patients via blood transfusion, boost their ability to fight the virus. Chris Chiarallo, a doctor from Denver Health, was hospitalized at University Hospital with life-threatening vital signs and lab results. As his condition got worse, he volunteered to be given the plasma. He says he soon started getting better.
I would be willing to bet my last four rolls of toilet paper and my half a bottle of Purell that I would have ended up in the ICU a day or two had I not gotten that medication.
Research on the treatment continues both in Colorado and nationally. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city-sponsored bike share program in Colorado Springs is offering free rides on the motorized bikes as downtown businesses start to reopen. Riders have to download a smartphone app to use the bikes. Researchers are testing the release of Colorado River water at Glen Canyon Dam to benefit aquatic insects that are key food sources for endangered fish. The dam provides water and power to nearly 40 million people, but the dam's operation can affect how insects reproduce. Scott Vandercoy heads the U.S. Geological Survey's Grand Canyon Monitoring and Research Center.
We think these experimental flows will increase the abundance of insects that fish like to eat and also increase diversity, so we have a more robust food base.
This is the third year that researchers have tested for insects in the Colorado as it leaves Glen Canyon Dam. This is CPR News.